late, but you didn't wake up. My bones ache, bleeding the place up. Sometimes I wonder if you know I'm there. Sit down, take off my makeup, lay down, but you don't wake up. Sometimes I wonder if you even care. I can't remember the last time you told me I'm beautiful. And I can't remember the last time that you said anything at all. I'm a woman, a woman with a heart. I deserve your role. I'm not some girl, don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. I need to be being just your woman is not enough. I hope that you don't wake up when it's too late to make up. You'll be the one that's alone, and that's so sad. In time, you'll find somebody. The truth is, she'll never be me. That's when you're gonna miss what we have. Yeah. All I really needed to hear was you're beautiful. All I really needed to hear was anything at all. I'm a woman, a woman with a heart. I deserve your some girl don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. I need to be loved. 'Cause being just your woman is not enough. No, no, no. Just ain't enough. If I'm your lady, you gotta treat me like.
A very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 11 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and I'm your host, Francina Nidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. It's the 5th, yo, guys, I'm always starting with the month. It's the 9th of May, pardon me, 2026, a beautiful, wonderful, cool weather in the capital city, and you are now tuned into Social Times, like I said, with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Before I go ahead, you know, I always have to preach this to you, the listeners. You are more than welcome to listen to us via our Eagle FM app. You just go to the Play Store, you download the Eagle FM app for free, and you're good to go to tune into any show that you would love to listen to. And not only that, but we also have the website that You can listen to also our shows or the shows that you have missed out on, and that's www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na, and you are good to go as long as you know the name of the show and you type it in. You are more than welcome to listen to as much as many shows that you'd love to listen to. And we don't only have interesting stories and topics on radio, but we also have the e-paper, that's the Villager newspaper, that comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and that's and Fridays. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, there's always interesting stories for there, I mean, there for you. And if you don't receive the paper, you can actually subscribe to the e-paper. And also, we also have the WhatsApp channel, and you'll be always updated with whatever that's happening within the borders of Namibia and also within the borders out of Namibia, and out of the borders of Namibia. And we also have our Facebook page, which is Eagle FM, and the Villager newspaper, and we have Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and it's both paper, both pages are there. That's the Eagle FM page and the Villager newspaper page. There's always interesting stories for you, updated for you from Monday to Sunday. We are always available to update you with what's happening within our country and out of the borders. Now, it's 14 minutes past the hour of 9, and what I have for you today is a topic that I once started it last week Saturday, but I just introduced it, but then something has come up, so I didn't end up finishing what I have started, so it's what I'm going to continue with. But I'll just start from the beginning. Like Sister said, that I haven't gone deeper into this topic. I just mentioned, I think, the topic, introduced it, and just went a little bit, maybe within 10 minutes of the topic. So the topic of today is the abandoning of children. Like I've said, that, you know, so many kids have been abandoned. And when I say abandoned, it doesn't mean the mother leaving the child there and disappearing from the child's life, but also the ones that were brought into this world, you know, the dumping is also part of that, you know. And there's newborn babies that have been born, after a month or 2 weeks, a mother decided that, no, I'm going to dump this baby. And we're going to look at the reasons to why. So the reason, there's so many reasons, you know. Mothers that are going through depression, they're going through the postpartum depression, they are not on good terms, with their partners. There's just so many things going on, financial problems, the increased risk of depression and anxiety, that's what I also said at the beginning, the insecure attachment, the feelings of worthlessness, and the difficulties with trust in the adult relationship. So there's just so many things that one would have in mind, you know, because you are pressured by all those things that are happening in your life, and you feel like it's not worth having this child. There'll be some that they just drop off the child at their grandparents or wherever they whatever relative they drop them off, and then they forget that they are mothers, they forget their fathers, that's it. They let the baby be there. So that's also part of abandoning, because now the child really doesn't really have that love of a father love, but a mother love. Now it's the grandparents that are playing that role. And now this child grows up as taking it as their own grandparents as their parents, you know. And now the child will grow up with all that. They'll have the lack of the mother's love and all that. And this is one of the things that you'll also find that's happening. So I also have the question of that, as to why do we find this happening? Well, we find that some parents, they drop their kids off at the grandparents' house, and then they forget. It's like as if they are not a mother or they're not a father. And then now the guardian that's taking care of this child is out there trying to make sure that they play the role that the mother needs to play, and it's not easy. And now this child grows up, you know, knowing that, you know, they take it as this grandparent of mine is my mother. And you know, when the child lacks that love, it affects them as they grow. And as they grow with that such a thing, they end up being different people. Not only those that were raised by their grandparents, but there are also some that are just abandoned at an older age. You know, at the age of 15, at the age of 14, and they're just dropped there. You find them, they're on the streets. Some, they get up on their feet, and then they try to make a living to survive until they grow up. And because they've grown up with such a thing, it's now a whole issue, because now you'd find that whoever comes into their lives, it will affect them. Or even when they become also parents, when they grow up, it can also affect them, because they will take it as, I was not given the mother love or the father love. So see who will give you the love. You know, it can be passed on generation to generation and all that. So abandonment can have a profound and long-term effects on a child's development and mental health, because this also can affect the child while going to school. You know, seeing other kids bragging about their parents, bragging about the love they get and everything, and then you as a child coming to school every day and thinking and wishing that you had the opportunity to be given this type of love, you know. And also seeing other kids saying my mom, my dad, you know, that it will be painful to the other, because now they have that thing of, I'm not loved, I'm not known, I don't exist. And you know, you want all the type of love that you see your classmates, your friends are describing and talking about. So this ends up making a child end up making funny decisions, difficult decisions, where the performance can drop, you know. And after this performance has dropped, they end up being on the streets. They end up doing all sorts of crimes. They end up doing all sorts of bad decisions because of what has been happening at the beginning. Now they tell themselves that, no, what's the point of going to school? What's the point of other kids have their mothers, their parents that are showing them all the love, and my mom has rejected me, or my dad has rejected me, or now you'd find that your parent is hardly there for you in your life. And not only about your parents dropping you off at a guardian to take care of you because they have to go back and continue working or job hunting and what's or not. But another thing is that you just find both parents, they're at home with their kids, but they hardly give their kids the attention. That's also part of abandonment, because now you hardly focus on what's happening in your child's life. You don't ask, how was school? How was everything? How was your day? What did you learn? How is your performance? Let me see your books. Let me see your activities that you've been doing, your tests, and all such things. You just come home, you drop off your things, and then you are busy on social media. And then it's you for, you know, some parents take it as long as I feed this child, you prepare dinner or lunch, you call them for to eat, from there good night and all that. If the child brings a book, no, I have a homework that needs to be signed for, you don't even go through, you just end up signing. Or there are some that will go through, but some parents are hardly not there for their kids, you know, and they feel like I'm doing this for them. But then how much time do you spend with your child? How much love do you share with your kids? How many times do you tell them that you love them, you are there for them? And you know, because you find the child also, they have something that they want to open up with their parents, but because the parent is hardly not there to listen to them, or whenever they try to bring up something or they try to talk to them, they'll be like, I'm not now, I'm very busy, I'll get back to you. By the time you come home, the child is asleep, or when you come in the house, the child is in the streets, and then when you leave the house, the child is back in the house, so you hardly hear what's going on. And then at the end of the day, you hear it from the neighbors that your son or your daughter has been going through such a thing, or this has happened to your son or daughter at school, and you'll be shocked and you'll be like, why haven't I been informed about this? But you have been trying to avoid what your child has been trying to explain to you or tell you what they are going through. And now when this child is going through all such things, and they put it to mind that they feel like they are abandoned by their kids, by their parents and all that, even if they are going through something, they'll be like, I would love to share this with my mom or with my dad, but they hardly pay attention to me. As much as I try to draw their attention, try to explain to them what's happening or what has happened at school, or I'm in need of something, they won't listen. They won't have that energy of coming forward to speak to their parents. So they end up making their decisions on their own. And then tomorrow you come being scolding the child and all this, but sometimes you are at fault in this action and all that. So, you know, one of the things could be emotional trauma. You know, you'd find like many of them experience the deep feeling of worthlessness, rejection, and chronic insecurity. You know, they will feel like they are not worth it. You know how minds play with us, right? You know, right now, if you have asked a favor from someone and you try to, and they haven't given you the answer that you want, or you have communicated, maybe you had a communication or an agreement on something, and when the day comes, this person is quiet, and then, or this person has told you that, nope, after an hour, I will get back to you, and then the whole day, the next day, nothing, no communication. You know, you start thinking so much in mind, you're like, maybe she doesn't want, maybe he doesn't want, but why is she not explaining to me, why is she telling me all lies? You know, you have so many questions in mind. So this is the same thing a child would be thinking of, like, maybe she's not my mother, maybe she adopted me, maybe that's why she's treating me this way. You know, the child will have so many questions in mind as to, why is my mom treating me this way? Why is she so rude towards me? Why is she so aggressive towards me? Why doesn't she pay attention to whatever I say? Why doesn't, when I tell her that, no, there's a parents meeting at school, or there's a project that needs to be done, she always just tells me that, go to your father. I just carried you for 9 months, but that's all my responsibility. You know, there are some mothers that are cruel. They would answer back a child in a rude manner. You know, there's an angel, a sweet baby, a good child, a child that you brought into this world, a child that you have carried for 9 months. And you are treating this child in a bad way because of what's going on between you with your baby daddy or with your partner. Now, because all the hatred you have towards the father of and or your baby daddy or your partner, however you take him or how is he in your life, you put all that anger, that aggressive manner and all that towards the child. You'll be answering the child in a bad manner, you'll be treating the child badly, you'll be insulting the child. And this is an innocent child. This child knows nothing. This child doesn't know what's happening between you as parents. But now, because whatever is happening between you and the father of the child, you go put all the stress and the anger and the hatred upon an innocent child. Your own child that you gave birth to. Your own child that you carried for 9 months. Your own child that you have been with, I don't know for how long. You went through so much, the sleepless nights, the labor pains, you went through so much, but just after 5 years, you want to abandon this child. You even take the child, you drop it in front of the father's doorstep and say that, here's your child. Yes, and I know why you'd find some mothers doing this. I'm not on the father's side, I'm not on the mother's side, I'm just trying to be equal here. You'd find that also the fathers, they have a role in this. Because of the way they behave towards the mothers of their children, they don't know what mothers go through. The sleepless nights, they hardly get time for themselves, because now everything is about the baby. You know, when it's time for you, when the baby is asleep and you say that, no, this is my chance of now resting. You can't rest, because now if you rest, when you wake up, the child's awake and you have other duties to do. You have laundry to do, you have the cleaning to do, you have so many responsibilities to do. But now you think you are in between, you'll be like, if I sleep, I won't be able to do this because the baby will be awake. If I don't sleep, and then I'll be restless, and you'll be piled up with so many things, and it'll be too much and all that. So there are the reasons also why you'd find mothers doing all such things. And the same thing, you also find fathers also doing the same thing, where they'll be like, no, it's fine, I won't be, they don't want to co-parent, because now they the mother is misbehaving, the mother is insulting the father of the child, and all sorts of things because of A, B, and C. You know, men are also on pressure, you know, because they have to go in their pockets to support the baby and all that, to support the child and all this. But he is also a human being. He also needs to, he also has so much responsibilities. So now, because he has sent a certain amount, maybe he sends twice a month or three times a month, or even once a month, depends how many times he sends or how much he sends. And now, because you have budgeted so many things in your mind, and you're not trying to stick to the budget, you're not trying to stick to the certain amount you were sent, and now you are being so aggressive, you are being so rude towards the father of the child, and you are trying to push him away with all sorts of words that you are saying. And this person also has responsibilities on his side, you know. Yes, he's the father of the child. Yes, he supports the child here and there. And he also has other responsibilities. He also has bills to pay. But you'll find some fathers also on pressure. And this also makes them decide that, no, man, it's fine. Let me stop maybe supporting maybe or something. You know, you'd find some even stop supporting because they'll be like, this mother is not, this mother of my child is not grateful of what I'm doing so far. You know, there are some that are going through so much that from the pregnancy until the child was brought into life, until the child has been growing up, some fathers have failed to support their kids, you know. But there's you, the lucky one that gets at least once off payment in a month, or you get twice or three times, you know, to help you here and there, which is something that one should be grateful for. So I know I feel like I'm somehow going out of topic, but it's a bit related to what I'm saying. So another thing could be that what affects a child could also be that the relationship challenges. You know, as adult survivors may struggle with trust and fear of abandonment or unhealthy attachment patterns. You know, he would say some babies that are abandoned, you'd find that this couple, maybe it was just a one-night stand. This person ends up falling pregnant, and then there's a child that's brought into this world, and then the mother is now all stressed because it was just a one-night stand, and the father is saying, no, that's not my child because they just had a one-night stand, and now the mother is all depressed, going through so much, doesn't know what to do, the thinking is too much, and they have said, no, it's best I just, you know, drop this child there. Because of what has happened between you and the father of the child, you know. So there's so many things that lead a mother to do such decisions, and so many things that lead a father to do such decisions. And another thing is that the root causes, you know, the factors that often include financial hardship, like I said at the beginning, the lack of access to contraceptives or social support, postpartum depression, I also mentioned at the beginning, and complex family conflicts, you know. So, you know, a child abandonment by a mother, you know, can cause severe and lasting impacts. You know, affects it, like from the mother's side and the father's side. You know, every child needs the father's role and the mother's role in their lives, because every father plays a role and every mother plays a role. They all play a different role in their child's life. You know, there's obviously the side of the father needs to, you know, make you strong, be a man, and the side of the mother has to show you love, teach you love, how to love, respect women. Same thing as the father's, their responsibility to do so. So now, this a severe and lasting impacts could include the deep-seated attachment issues, the diminished self-esteem, the difficulty regulating emotions, and long-term struggles with trust and relationship ability. You know, this experience often lead to feelings of worthlessness, shame, and persistent fear of rejection that can extend well into adulthood. So if a child grows up with all such a thing, with such impacts, you know, until they grow up, it can affect their future relationships because of what they went through as they were kids, and no one was there to correct them or help them or bring them up as how to love your loved ones or to love your partner and all that. They can carry it on. Like I said at the beginning, it can be a generational thing. They end up treating the treatment that they had, they'll also use it in their relationship because they don't take it as something that's important. They don't care about whatever is happening because they went through whatever has happened to them at their childhood and all that. It's exactly 31 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Before we continue with the topic discussion, we are going for another musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned and not leave this frequency. Oh, oh. Oh. Ay, nabuya sizwa na, nabesia figa na, izikalo zetu, babas na bantwana bako. Abu Bakr Lena, Bangamazu, yes, Baba,
Zali and oh my Kelo, I know Bagat.
Piano, piano, as is a lali e makaya. Yenayapo. Hey, piano, piano, as is a lali e makaya. Yenayapo.
I am Fabini, hula pongola kona.
Java, Sabona, Sabona, Pianca, Cashua, Aki, Mameti, Mameti, Yasulea, Yo, Aite, Parata, Aite, Pautana, Impa.
Thank you.
All right, 9 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Anyidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And moving on to what I was busy discussing on, and that's on the abandoning of children. So before we went for that musical break, I mentioned the lasting impacts that by a mother that can affect the child, you know, and then now moving on to the child abandonment by a father, you know, this could now can lead to the long term emotional, psychological and behavioral challenges. Including the insecure attachment, the feelings of worthlessness. This is at both sides, and also the increased risk of depression, anxiety, and the difficulties with trust in relationships. And you know, these effects often manifest as academic struggles, social adjustment issues, and a persistent fear of abandonment that can last a lifetime. You know, if a child is now used of this abandonment, being abandoned and all that, you know, as they grow up, you know, they have so much struggles in every area of their lives because they didn't really have that fatherly love or motherly love, you know, even though they were raised by someone else, or some have raised themselves on the streets. Because like I said, sometimes a child can be abandoned in their teenagers. And you know, in some teenagers, you find them, they'll go on the streets. They try to survive from the streets. They don't want to be anyway, they just want to be on the streets because of what they are going through, because of the hurt, the trauma and everything. They just feel like it's best of being on the streets because, you know, they try doing something on the streets and they have survived. So they just consider it like, let me just remain on the streets because it's much more easier than being at home. And, you know, you'd also find that this insecure attachment, you know, children may struggle to form close and trusting relationships because they fear being hurt and abandoned again. So as a child grows up with this, as much as someone comes into their life to, you know, to pamper them, to be with them, to be by their side and all that, they have the fear as, if I welcome this person into my life, what if they abandon me the same way as what my parents has done to me or have done to me, you know? And you would find that these kids sometimes can be, you know, diminished to self-concept. You know, many experience feelings of rejection, believing they are inadequate or that their worth is conditional. You know, like I said at the beginning, you'd find a child that's having so much thoughts, so much questions as to, is this really my mother? Is this really my father? And you know, there's some parents that will poison a child's mind. You find the mother because of what relationship they have with the father or what's going on between them, she ends up trying to poison the child's mind as to, I'm not your mother, you know. I just picked you up from the streets or something like that. Or they'll say all sorts of things, oh, that's not your father. Because she's hurt, she's disappointed, she'll try by all means to poison this child's mind, and then the child will grow up as, I've been abandoned by my dad, not knowing maybe the mother has shut the dad from the child's life. And now, the mother will also use this as an excuse of, your father abandoned us, or he has abandoned me also, so there's no point of you being also in my life. There are some mothers that do the abandon in a good way, whereby they end up dropping the child at home or wherever they trust they can raise up the child, or they dump the child somewhere safe, knowing that this is an area that's Oh, the word has just slipped my mind. This is the area that's more active. That's not the word I want to use, but I think I'll just use that one. Where there's more movement and all that, so hour won't pass by, not even 30 minutes will pass by with not someone finding this child, you know? And obviously the mother have reasons to why they have done this, you know, abandoning the child in this way in all sorts of way. So there are some good abandonments, even though the child will grow up with a different mother, because some now end up being adopted because the child has been dumped here and then by the mother, and then the child's picked up, and then they go to orphanages, and then someone adopts the child, and then she grows up thinking that this is my mother, but not knowing the other mother, the real mother has abandoned him or her. And you know, it would be so much painful, because now they would want to ask as to why. You know, there's up until now there's so many kids that have questions that need answers from their biological parents as to why they have done this, you know. Because every child wants to have that love of their mother, that, you know, even though they're raised up. This now also depends on how, from what age they've been abandoned by the parents, or by the mother, or by the father. Because sometimes now you'd find that maybe the mother has passed on, and now the child is in the father's hands, and then the father finds there's a struggle, or they end up finding a partner, and this partner doesn't want this child in the picture, and then the father is poison-minded, and then you'd find that, okay, now what's the point? So he ends up abandoning this child, either on the streets, or either being abandoned by taking this child to the grandparents, or whoever is able to take care of this child, or the child is abandoned in the house, you know, because you'd find now this child is living with a stepmom, and you know, there are some cruel people out there. This child is being now mistreated. This child is being left. The other kids are getting all the attention they need to get and all that. But this one is just here abandoned. As long as he or she is eating and going to school, that's it. You know, but there's so many activities that's always happening in a child's life. There's sports activities that the parents sometimes are asked to, you know, to participate or join with their kids or go watch their kids. There's competitions that take place at school. There's homeworks that need to be signed for. There's meetings that need to be attended. So there's so many things that happen in a child's life as they are growing up. But because now this father has been poisoned-minded by the wife that he has married, or by the new girlfriend that he has got, and this girlfriend has found this boyfriend or husband living with his only son or daughter, because the mother is no more, or not only if the mother is no more, but the mother is alive, but he is the one that's taking care of the child. You'd find that they'll try to poison the man's mind to turn against their own child that they have been staying with for I don't know how many years, you know. And you don't find that the picture, you know, if you turn the picture around, same thing that happens to women. You'd find that if she finds that, okay, they have separated with the father of the child, she finds someone else, and then she sees this person's really serious, and this partner says that, no, as long as you're not coming with that child of yours, I mean your own child that you have carried for 9 months, and you are willing to abandon this child by taking the child somewhere else just for you to enjoy your peace and enjoy your relationship and get whatever you want in that relationship, because it seems so promising and you don't care. And then you end up having a child with this partner that you have now recently met again, and then things are going well, you are together, and then now you don't know anymore about that child at home. Even if you are told the child is sick, you'll be like, oh, okay, like you hardly care. It's like as if it's someone else's child that you have raised or you are raising, and then you are busy focused on this new one that has come in the child's life, I mean in your life, and then you end up again breaking up with this partner of yours, and then, you know, it keeps going on. Like every relationship you enter, it's a different father, and every partner that you find, you have to end up going to drop the other one. Sometimes not because the partner asked to drop the child, but you'd say that, no, I'm going to drop this one because I want to enjoy my relationship. Now you have dropped the child at home until they become 10 at whoever's place, whoever's now raising these kids. At the end of the day, you abandon all of them. And then you're like, it's time to focus on myself. And you forgot that you are a whole mother. We forgot you are a whole father. You know, you can call us at 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what I have for you today and what I'm discussing on as to why you would find someone that has raised their child so far or has carried this child for 9 months and then now you decide that, no, I can't take it any longer. I'm going to abandon this child. Drop the child there and all that. But you don't know what the future is. You don't know what kind of child or that you have, you know? This child can be the future minister, future president, someone that's going to help you in life. Someone's going to be a big role in your life, you know? You know, these are blessings. This is a child that you are blessed with, and now you are trying to turn your back against this child. This child that you both brought into this world, but you try to put your hatred, your anger on this child. This innocent child that doesn't know what's going on. They are not responsible of what's happening, but because of your anger, your hatred, and all that towards each other, you try to put it on the child. And you know, a child growing up with all this and feeling hated, feeling unwanted and all this. So when a child grows up with all this, it affects the child's mind. It affects the child's mental health. You know, it affects the child in every area of their life. It can affect the child whereby the academics can drop. You know, the performance or academics, they drop. The behavior changes. You know, this child had manners. You'd be surprised that this child, I raised this child. This child was very good. All of a sudden, there's no manners at all. The character has changed. Because of what? Because of what they see that's happening between their parents. And this child will obviously, you know, end up going, like, trying to figure out as to what's going on. Who can I talk to about? And this child is still young. They don't know what to say about this. You know, and you'd find that the social and behavioral issues, you know, some children may exhibit aggression or impulsivity or swaggering personas to hide their underlying fears and insecurities. You know, now this child goes to school, yeah, and as they go to school, every day this child walks to school with the moment they wake up. They don't have peace. They don't want to go to school because when they go to school, it reminds them of so much things that has happened or that has been happening in their life. Now they think of, okay, the treatment they get at home, like other kids are getting all the love and all that. They come to school, they are sharing that, no, I got this from my parents. And you know, some things you'd find that it's maybe English lessons or Afrikaans lessons or the Shikwanyama Shindong, whatever language it is, lessons whereby you have to maybe talk about my family or just talk about your parents, just a certain topic that relates to your parents and all that. And now it's your chance. As much as you don't want to share what's happening at home, you don't want to share what you are going through because you fear that you'll be laughed at. More especially now, like to a boy child, they will take it as he's weak. Same as they grow up, a man, you are weak because of the lack of love that you didn't get from your parents because you have been abandoned, you know, and now. As you come into class, your mind is just focusing on to your emotions. You're just focusing on the pain you are going through. As much as you want to study, as much as you want to concentrate in class, it's just the memories of what's happening at home, of what your parents have been saying towards you, the words that they've been exchanging towards you or in front of you. Because you'd find some parents that live together with the child there and you find them arguing and, you know, they some parents say all sorts of things because out of anger now also, you know, they end up saying certain things that a child will go question, go question as to, is it true what I've heard, or why is this happening? And now when the child goes to school and see others, seeing other kids being dropped off by their parents, or seeing the mothers and fathers always coming with them to school to participate with them, or to support them in whatever activities they'll be playing or doing at school, and you are all alone, you tell your parents no one tries to even make a way to come, or even if they don't, them themselves, they don't come, just to send someone to represent you, they fail to do so. So you'd find that, okay, the first attempt, maybe they got caught up with some work, or they were unable to come. Then the next attempt again, same thing. And then the third, it keeps on going on. These parents fail to attend the child's school activities that they do, and all this. And so now this child feels all down. And whenever it's now a chance, maybe something is being brought up in class, and you think of, oh, I wish I was able to do so, but I can't because of what's happening at home. So the memories, the bad memories come in, they start flowing in, and it affects your mind, it affects your academics, no performance. You end up not doing well, and it affects you. You end up failing until it's said, no, let me just drop out of school because I can't take it anymore. I have tried, but I am unable to, because you are now, you know, there's no one to push you. There's no one to give you the courage as to, no matter what's happening, no matter what your parents are doing to you or they've done to you, your mother or your father, what's happening, keep on pushing. One day you'll be somewhere and you become someone, and you're going to talk about this. You're going to share the story of what you went through, but it didn't hold you back from becoming who you are today. You know? So, because there's no one to motivate you, give you all that, and you also have the fear of sharing it with your classmates because you think you'll be a laughingstock. You know how things are nowadays at school. You mention something sometimes when you come to class, the next day in the morning you find your name on the chalkboard, or you find a drawing of you and your parents, or just an image of what you have explained to what's happening to you. And now because you see this, you feel all embarrassed. And now the whole school knows that you are going through this. And that now brings one to have the fear of, I can't express what I'm going through at home. I can't express that my parents have abandoned me, or my parents have done this to me because of A, B, and C. Because I'll be the laughingstock of the day. I'll find myself on the chalkboard. I'll find myself pasted at the podium, or, you know, something. You know, so they because they think of all this, they decide that it's best I just keep quiet. And now as they are quiet, it's eating them up inside there. The performance is dropping. The teacher tries to interfere. The child just keeps on saying, no, I'm fine. I'm good. They try to even bring up a lie because they don't want the teacher to take it as no. They'd rather try to interfere in all this. So that happens. And then from there, they end up dropping out of school because now the performance is becoming bad, and you know, it's them being pushed to one grade to another, you know, and they'll be like, it's pointless. They go on the streets, they start doing a certain thing, they realize that there's fast money on the streets, they end up focused on that, and then again, end up even, you know, doing crime, doing drugs and all sorts of things, selling drugs and all sorts of things. And because they've learned the easier way of getting money, they've realized that, no, there's fast money on the streets. I'm able to support myself. I'm able to survive here and there. Unlike at home, and you consider your peace, your peace comes first. So now you're thinking of all that, you are now enjoying your moment and all that, and your whole life has just, you have destroyed your whole life. And you know, some kids now also grow up as to, they put the blame on their parents. They take it as they are the reasons to their downfall. They're the reasons to how they live now. They're the reasons why how they are living right now, how their behavior, and all that. Because you'd find some, those have changed their lives. You find them describing that, no, this is what happened to me at the age of 10, at the age of 9. And I was behaving this way and that way because of the treatment I got, or the way I was abandoned by my parents, or I was dropped off on the streets, or I was always being sent by my mom on the streets, you know, all sorts of things. And this is what has been happening to me up until I've realized that how far will I be holding this anger, this hatred towards my parents, or of what has been happening to me, while I have the chance to fix my life, become someone else, and help the next person to overcome this challenge that I've went through when I was a child, because now you, because you went through all this and you were able to turn your life around and become someone else, you made something better for your life, at least you'll be able to help the next person that's going through something that you have went through. So help a child that was abandoned, at least you know what to tackle, where to touch, how to overcome this, because you went through something and it was not easy, you were not able to come through it, but you were, at the end of the day, you ended up changing your mind and becoming who you want to become, and you have, you are now a testimony to someone else, you know, by sharing what you have went through, by sharing your abandonment, by sharing the lack of love that you had, but you continued pushing as to, no, one day I'm going to talk about this. And today you find yourself sharing the story of what has happened to you, what's happened in your life. It's exactly 12 minutes past the hour of 10. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So we have exactly 38 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, we have 38 minutes until we end of this. And no, I think it's 48 minutes, huh? Math is not mathing, but yes. Eagle FM, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, fine. Mm-hmm. Where do you extreme? Which web do you extreme you? Eagle FM?
Which website? Oh.
Yeah, our website. Because I'm at Katima. We don't listen to the radio this day.
Oh, okay. There, it's on www.eaglefm.com.na.
Okay.
Or you can download the Eagle FM app.
Or Eagle FM app.
Oh, yes, on the Play Store. If it's on the website, once you have entered the link, and then you can just go to podcast, and then you are able to listen to the shows or to the what you want to listen to.
Okay, to the radio no more.
Pardon me?
Well, to the radio no more.
No, the radio is available.
In Katima?
Oh, no, the frequency is not there, if I'm not mistaken. But you can listen to us via the app or the website.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, 14 minutes past the hour of 10, and you are still listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's, of course, on Eagle FM number one talk radio station. So now, you know, while everyone's experience is unique, abandonment trauma often triggers specific, often subconsciousness behaviors, you know, the clinging versus a withdrawing. You know, you might feel a desperate need for connection, but push partners away the moment you feel vulnerable to protect yourself. This is now when you find yourself that you are grown and you're facing a challenge of you being abandoned at a younger age or older age, and now when you're desperate because you need someone to talk to, you need someone that's close to you, and then end up pushing away this partner because of you feel vulnerable to protect yourself now. And also another thing is a hyper independence. To avoid the pain of being left, you may choose to rely only on yourself, making it difficult to form deep independent bonds. You know, because now you, whatever you are going through, you're using it as just, let me just rely on myself, it's fine. But sometimes you just need someone to push you. Just need someone from behind you to push you, to assist you, to meet you halfway with whatever you are going through and all that. And also testing others. You know, sometimes individuals may subconsciously test loved ones by acting out or creating conflict to see if they will stay despite the behavior. You know, now because they've went what they've went through as they are growing up or as a child, now they decide that they try to test and see if they will continue to be close to them, around them, no matter the changes, no matter the manners, no matter how they become or who they become, will they still be there for them? And also seeking familiarity. You know, you might unknowingly choose partners who are inconsistent or emotionally unavailable because it feels familiar, you know, based on your childhood, rather than also choosing someone who makes you feel safe. Now, underlining emotional responses, the impact of early abandonment often, you know, stems from how it affects your sense of self and security. Now, you'd find that you'd find some that have the fear of intimacy, where because they because vulnerability feels dangerous, you might keep people at arm's length. The low self-esteem, you know, a sense of being unlovable or broken can lead you to believe that if someone truly knew you, they would leave you. And the anxiety and hypervigilance, where you might be hypersensitive to perceived rejection, overreacting to small changes in a partner's behavior, you know, because you see there's a sort of a change in this person's life, or they just changed. You feel you have the fear of this person might leave me behind, and because you grew up, you know that you're abandoned. Now you're thinking of your partner's behavior. You have that fear of what if this is gonna happen again now. You know, I was once abandoned by my parents. Now I'm also going to be abandoned by my partner, because now you see there's a small change in your partner's behavior. So you conclude immediately that no, this is what's going to happen and all that. So, you know, poverty and financial hardship, you know, this extreme poverty is a primary driver, with mothers sometimes leaving children in places they believe they'll be cared for, such as hospitals or institutions, due to inability to provide food or shelter. Like I said at the beginning, some mothers do it because they feel like they're unable to meet their child's needs, and so they try by all means to take this child or leave this child to a place where they know that if I leave my child here, I know for sure that my child will be able to have shelter, able to have food, able to go to education, to school, pardon me. So all these decisions, a mother find that they do this and it's something better, something fine. Although the child has been abandoned by the mother, at least he or she was not abandoned in a place where the child is going to suffer. There will be no shelter, no food, nothing. The child is going to grow up on the streets. At least the child is somewhere where you know that, no, this child is safe. And you'll find some mothers trying to visit the same place from a distance to see if they'll be able to see their children, their child, or her child at this place where they have dropped off the child. Let me say, for example, they dropped off the child at a certain institution. They'll try to see if, okay, is my child still there, or he has found a home, or she has found a home, someone who's able to take care of him and provide the food and every needs that they need and all that. And also you find that mental health and psychological factors, you know, severe mental illness, depression, and postpartum depression can inhibit a mother's ability to care for a child. Some mothers suffer from depleted mother syndrome, where the demands of parenting exceed their capacity. You know, sometimes you find a mother where she's just stuck, you know, she doesn't know what to do, who to turn to, and you'll find some decisions mother make, it's not what they want. You know, some decisions mothers make, like most people, the mother tries to abandon this child. It's not what they want to do. It's so much painful, but because of what they are going through, and they know that they are unable to help or meet the demands of this child, so it's best they see where it's safe to place this child or take this child. It's exactly 20 minutes past the hour of 10. We're 40 minutes. So our hour is wrong. Actually, we're exactly 40 minutes. That was actually, yes, the wrong time that I gave at the beginning. But anyways, you can call us at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your recent opinion on today's topic discussion. That's child, the abandoning of children. So your views on how do you take this, what's your opinion on this?
Believe I DMO, this and they ask me, by my way, my way, my way, back to you. I mean that. Puzzling is over, amazing, Gaurala, to reach a place, the heavens gate, Utalia, born, Umola Menta, let's talk a slow motion, Dali, for you, from my way, back to you. Oh, I still get you. Oh, I'm whatever I say. Well, if I DM is anything, ask me by my way, my way, my way, back to you. I'm in that.
Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah. Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah. Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah. Are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo. Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo. Yeah. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, Prada fall on you, cause I'm in love with you. Yeah. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you.
Yeah. If I offend you,
if I offend you, because sorry, oh baby, take a to. Sorry, oh baby, take a to.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you, baby. Nothing of it to change amo. Nothing of it to change amo.
If I talk, then go say I did talk. Tell me why then they use Panadol for our headache.
Yeah. How I go chop if my baby no chop?
They want to spoil our market. Yeah.
I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more.
Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo. My guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo.
Money fall on you, banana fall on you, Prada fall on you, cause I'm in love with you.
Money fall on you,
banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you.
If I offend you,
if I offend you, sorry, oh baby, take a to. Sorry, oh baby, take a to.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you, baby. Nothing of it to change amo. Nothing of it to change amo.
Money fall on you, banana fall on you, Prada fall on you, cause I'm in love with you. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, I be loving you. Kita, kita, kita mina. Your girlfriend, person.
Mix Mouse up.
Obatu pebu ngithi sile ngatabaza ukuthi mina ngisemathandweni.
Hamza
obtengeli panoi.
My love.
bangizi phimbo lwakho sandwa ngkathali yohlala ngingowakho
wowe ndiza umshi
wowe ndiza umshi ngedali
angizokuthengela
angizokuthengela
angizokuthengela ibandoyi
my lord
angizokuthengela ibandoyi
my
Alright, 39 minutes past the hour of 10. We have exactly 21 minutes till we close off. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina Ngidengwa, and this, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station, and I'll be with you until 11. If you've just tuned in, the topic of today is the abandoning of children. And before we left off for the musical break, I was talking about the key reasons for maternal abandonment, and I touched on the poverty and financial hardship, the mental health and psychological factors. This includes the severe mental illness, depression, postpartum depression, and that can inhibit a mother's ability to care for a child. Some mothers suffer from depleted mother syndrome, where the demands of parenting exceed their capacity. Another thing I also spoke about is the lack of support and isolation. You know, lack of support systems, including, okay, that part I didn't mention it before we went for that, but for the musical break, but a lack of support systems, including family, social services, and financial resources can leave a mother feeling overwhelmed. You know when a mother has her child or his children, when a father, and you know that this child of yours is going through this and that, and you as a mother seeing all this, you unable to support or meet your child's needs and all that, the family also, you know, sometimes the family can also not really be there or meet you halfway here and there where they are able to. But then sometimes it's also on the mothers, you know, sometimes the mother can fail to explain or express what's really happening. And yes, sometimes the mother is not wrong, because we know how things are nowadays with family members. As much as you need help, they may help you or they might not help you. Or even if they help you, there has to be a word said after that, you know, something just has to be said that sometimes can discourage one to, in future need help again from relatives because of, what a family end up doing at the end of the day. And another thing, again, the substance abuse, you know, addiction issues can hinder a parent's capacity to care for their child, leading to or resulting in abandonment. You know, a mother is addicted to the alcohol, father's addicted to the alcohol, both parents are addicted to alcohol, and they are hardly there for their child because it sits on the alcohol, because maybe they are going through a certain issue or problem and they don't know how to overcome it, and they see that their solution is from the alcohol when they drink. But remember, even when you take this, when you consume this alcohol today, the problem that you are drinking on, tomorrow as you wake up, you'll still find this problem staring at you. I know you can't see it, but it's still there. And you add more stress to it. You know, it's stress after stress, because now sometimes you had, maybe you are going through financial hardship or just something that you are going through, and you have a child in your life, and now you end up consuming the alcohol, you drink and all that, thinking that it's gonna solve your problem, or it's gonna take away this pain or take away the problem that you are going through regarding your child. It has to maybe do with your child and all that. So now tomorrow when you wake up, nothing has changed. It's still the same. You're even making it worse because you are consuming the alcohol, and then you even end up being in debt, and you are all now so much pressured for your financial. It's not going well, and either side is your child, and you end up like dropping the child. Like, let me, you know, take this child somewhere where she's not gonna bring problem towards me. Because now, you know, sometimes some parents, once they drop all their children to the grandparents or wherever they drop them, they consider they are home, so they hardly even help financially at home. They just say whatever they are eating, he or she should also just eat. You know, they should see how they were gonna let her survive or let him survive. You know, so you consuming alcohol, it won't change anything. This certain problem, whatever situation you are facing facing, you'll still find it waiting for you the next day, and you might end up making it worse because you went out drinking, and then you end up then going in debt, like, you know, taking drinks on credit, thinking that no, I'm gonna pay this tomorrow. Tomorrow when you wake up, you have emptied pockets, and you are in debt, and you don't know where to get this money, and your child is in need of nappies and all sorts of things. And sometimes this money that you are using is from the father of the child, and use it on yourself and all that. We have bills to pay. I'll be right back. Do stay tuned and leave that frequency.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand, of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
All right, before I move on again, there's another IUM advert. That's the International University of Management, IUM, Winter Convocation Nongwediva. The International University of Management, IUM, is proud to announce a historical milestone as it hosts its first ever winter convocation in northern Namibia. The ceremony will take place on Friday, the 15th of May 2026, at the Nongwediva Trade Fair Center, and it is expected to attract a large number of graduates, families, and dignitaries. Members of the public are advised to expect increased traffic volumes in and around Nongwediva, particularly near the Trade Fair Center between 6 a.m. and 1500 hours, that's 3 p.m. on the day of the event. If you will be attending, please take note. Gates will open at 6 a.m. in the morning and will strictly close at 7 a.m. in the morning. No entry will be permitted after 7 a.m. Guests are also informed that babies and toddlers will not be permitted inside the venue. Attendees are encouraged to plan their journey in advance, arrive early, and join IUM in celebrating the memorable occasion. The public is urged to exercise patience and caution to ensure the safety of all road users during this important occasion. IUM extends its heartfelt congratulations to all graduates and looks forward to celebrating this memorable event together. Thank you for your cooperation. And that's the International University of Management, IUM, that will be hosting their first graduation, you know, in Ongwediva. That will be on the 15th of May at Ongwediva Trade Fair. Now, moving on to what I was discussing on before that, before the bills that we had to pay, I was busy on the substance of abuse, which is now the addiction issues that can hinder a parent's capacity to care for their child, leading to or resulting in abandonment, and also a child's needs or disabilities. A child having a significant disability or being HIV positive can lead to abandonment, particularly when resources for special care are unavailable. Now, as the child is born with this virus and all that, the child is disabled, you know, you'd find a mother trying to drop this child because either because they can't accept the child that they have been blessed with, or they can't accept it that they have a child like this, and some become disabled in the process also, or except that the child is born with a virus and all that. They try to hate the child, they try to turn their back against the child because they know that they won't be able to raise this child. It's gonna cost them so much in their pockets because now you have to take care of this child. The child won't be able to be able to move around on their own, so you have to be around. And now sometimes it will require you, either if you have a job 8 to 5, it's gonna require you to look for someone who will be taking care of this child. And now because you are financially facing a financial hardship, you are not really, you know, financial balanced, now you think of, you have to pay the caregiver, the person is gonna take care of the child, and then you thinking of maybe you both parents, it's a struggle, you are struggling financially and all that, it makes you want to think like, well, it's best I abandon this child, or just give the child, leave the child somewhere, or just take this child somewhere who will be able to take care of him or her, because you are unable to do it due to your circumstances and all that. Another thing, also the social stigma and cultural pressures, you know, pregnancy outside of marriage, rape or shame surrounding the child's birth can cause abandonment due to the fear of social disapproval. Now let me say, for example, you have been in a relationship with someone outside the marriage, the person impregnates you, and now you are scared because obviously people have to know who's the father of the child, more especially if it's your first child, also the second child, but more importantly when it's the first child. Now you have to obviously, you have to tell them that who's the father of the child. That's a process that's mostly done. And now you mentioning that, no, it's Tate Mike's child or it's Tate James' child, knowing very well that this person is married. So you have the fear and the embarrassment that, no, I'm going to be judged, I'm going to be a laughing stock in the village or in the streets or in the neighbors or in the community. And then you think of, I think what's best is for me to just let go of this child. It's best for me to just drop this child off there, and it's the best of the best, you know, because you don't want anyone to find out the who's responsible for this pregnancy, who is the father, and all that. Another thing also, rape, or you fell pregnant at a younger age, maybe under 18, or maybe you're just 13, 12, you find some people at the age of 12, where a child is pregnant, and now you are ashamed of the being bullied and all that, and now you feel like it's best you just let this child there, you know, abandon this child, because what will people say about you? What will they be saying about you? What will be, you'll be the laughing stock and all that. So, personal circumstances, and trauma, unresolved past trauma, young age, or a desire to escape the role of motherhood to pursue personal interests or careers can be factors. Now, the mother has maybe been facing some traumas, or now they get a career that requires them to, you know, you have to leave the child behind, or it requires you to to pay more attention on this job, so you decide to let go of this job. And yes, you're trying to make a living out of it, but don't abandon whereby you be like, no, I'm trying to make money to help this child. You know, you are just there stuck at work. You are not, let me say, you are now in a different town, so you just send money to help the child where the child needs help. But I mean, it's not all about the money. The child also needs to see you physically. You know, just to know that, no, my mother exists. My mother is here for me. You know, just that mother love or the father love and all that. So once, it doesn't mean when you send money home every time, it means that you haven't abandoned your child. You have abandoned your child like that, because not financially, but physically, because now this child also needs to see you. And man, you'll find a certain person a whole year not seeing the child. Maybe they just speak via the phone call and that's it. And another thing, also the relationship issues, you know, you'd find that complicated divorces, custody disputes or abandonment by the father can lead a mother to feel she has no choice but to leave. Now, this mother, because they have an issue with the father and they are divorcing and all this, the mother decided, no, I'm leaving the child. But it's very hard to find a mother leaving her child or his child in the, like, alone. They'd rather go with their child, you know, because you are the mother. This child needs you so much. A mother plays a big role in the child's life, you know, from start up until whatever age, the mother will be alive or the child will be alive, you know. So you would find that you find some that like, no, I'm going to leave you with your child because I'm not going anywhere with this child. You take care of this child and all sorts of things and all that. So now we also have the stages, you know, of abandonment, the shattering, the withdrawal, you know, the shattering, the initial shock, the devastation and the intense emotional pain of being separated from a partner or loved one. Now, because now you are going through all this, you have so much shock in this. And another thing, the withdrawal, you know, a period of intense craving and longing for the lost person, you know, causing emotional, mental, and physical pain, similar to addiction withdrawal, internalizing, you know, the tendency to blame oneself for the loss, leading to insecurities, self-doubt, and turning the emotional pain inward. And also the rage, whereby the emergence of anger regarding the injustice of the situation, which can be expressed inwardly or outwardly. And the lifting, the final stage where the individual begins to recover from the pain, finding relief, rebuilding self-esteem, and moving toward a new secure future. Now, before I close off with all this and round up everything, let's just go for a musical break. We'll be right back. We'll be listening to the sounds of Black Diamond, Love Letter.
Anda mate sami. Yeah, yeah. Ugote, ugote we love you. Ugote, ugote we love you. Ngono ngizo tumela, tumela, tumeli la veta. Ngono ngizo tumela, tumela, tumeli la veta. Ugote, ugote we love you. Tumbela, la beta. Wesanda, nene mzama mfona utala utolagali. Kuti mtuga nezo mkumbulu malavi. Ati mbuli tata mikinde kwa sapi. Wesanda, nene mzama mfona utala. Tumela, tumela, tumeli la veta. Ngono ngizo tumela, tumela, tumeli la veta.
Touch my soul. Velen chawe luvalo. Wange tandang en nanto. Gelo siya mi opila. Gelo salin na mi. uthando lwamdale lubanzi lujulile mfisa ukuchitha insuku zokuphila nawe ithemba lamdale liyophelela kube injabulo yansuku zonke my sweet darling sithandwa sami oh summer love oh summer love bambolwame oh summer love oh summer love sithandwa sami oh summer love oh summer love bambolwame oh summer love oh summer love sengihamba amakhilomitha mino sengihamba amakhilomitha mino ebusika bengisula ngifuna wena phela wena imfudumalo yami yemnyo imizwa yami yakhuluma masibukano ivele ithi dali sondela ngithi manqo ufika empilweni yami langa lisahwalala buka manje sekuyakanya kuyaqhakaza mamele inhliziyo yami dali ngoba nginawo amaningi laleni inhliziyo yami dali ngoba nginawo amaningi yanginawo amaningi nje anginawo amaningi uthando lwamdale lubanzi lujulile mfisa ukuchitha insuku zokuphila nawe ithemba lamdale liyophelela kube injabulo yansuku zonke my sweet darling sithandwa sami oh summer love oh summer love bambolwame oh summer love oh summer love sithandwa sami oh summer love oh summer love bambolwame oh summer love oh summer love sithandwa sami oh summer love oh summer love bambolwame oh summer love oh summer love sithandwa sami oh summer love oh summer love bambolwame oh summer love oh summer love
come to the end of Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, but before that, the paths to healing from this sort of decision a mother or father could make, and the one of the things, and not only to the parents but also to the child themselves, therapy, you know, working with a mental health professional to process the trauma, developing self-worth, challenging negative self-beliefs and recognizing that the abandonment was not your fault, learning to build trusting healthy relationships with boundaries, and also practicing patience and kindness towards yourself while managing emotional triggers. You know, it's not easy raising a child. It's not easy also making such decisions by leaving the child all alone or taking them to one of your close relatives to take care of them, but you hardly try to make contact with your child. You know, it's always best, by all means, whatever chance you get, whichever chance you get, try to make time for your child. Whether you are with your child or they are being raised from either their grandparents or one of your relatives, try to make time with them. If you are unable to get to them to go pay them a visit, try getting them to come to you, or even phone calls can help. But the physical, you know, connection is the one that's the best, you know. Just, you know, actions speak louder than words. Like, that's what, you know, a say that says like that. So, from me, Francina, it's now a goodbye. We shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place. And it's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. Do take care of yourself. Do share love, show love to your loved ones, and be there for one another. And let's not judge, but rather find a solution to whatever trouble or situation one is in or you are in yourself. So making bad decisions to whatever you are going through is not the best, but rather try to speak to someone. I know it's not easy, but try, you know, letting it out is better than trying to find a solution where you might end up hurting yourself more or your loved ones around you. So if you know that your family members, if you have no family member you can trust, a stranger can do, because they don't know you. You know, you just try to speak to that stranger. You might end up getting help more than what you weren't expecting, what you're expecting. So from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. I love you all. Enjoy your weekend. Take care. Be safe.